This is St. Louis Public Radio. Every business needs a bank account to pay their bills and employees, but in Missouri's newly legal medical marijuana industry, that's tricky. That's because marijuana is still illegal at the federal level. As St. Louis Public Radio's Corinne Ruff reports, Missouri is the 33rd state to encounter this conundrum for banks. That leaves Missouri's bankers to decide whether the risk is worth the reward.
MRV Banks is only 13 years old, and it's interested in getting in on Missouri's newest industry, medical marijuana. Its operations are small. It runs just 3 locations in towns along the Missouri side of the Mississippi River. But head of the Cape Girardeau office, Robbie Gard, says the medical marijuana industry offers a green opportunity.
Since they are considered unbankable by many banks, it does create a supply and demand, and therefore there is some revenue to be made.
Gard pitched the idea to his board of directors this summer. He says they're excited about the prospect of new accounts and fees associated with them. But most Missouri banks hoping to get in on the green are lying low. That makes it hard to know whether there will be enough banks to service the market. At the state's Department of Finance, Dave Doring says the big problem for banks is that marijuana is federally classified as an illegal drug. He says his department has been fielding lots of calls from banks looking for guidance.
From a state's perspective, there's not a whole lot we can do about what's required on the federal level, and that's where our banks are running into trouble.
He says it's up to the federal government to pass safe harbor protections for bankers. That's something Congress is considering, but it's not there yet. The head of the Missouri Bankers Association says banks have to decide for themselves whether they're willing to run the risk of regulators cracking down. At the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis, Executive Vice President Julie Stackhouse says regulators walk a challenging line. According to state law, she says Missouri banks are free to serve the medical cannabis industry. But for those that do, there are lots of requirements.
The marijuana business is a heavily cash business. And so banks know that as they look at banking the business, they will have very heightened requirements under the Bank Secrecy Act and anti-money laundering.
Whether they suspect irregular activity or not, banks must routinely file suspicious activity reports to the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network. The added paperwork shows they're keeping a close eye on marijuana-related businesses to make sure revenue is legitimate. It's a time-consuming and expensive process, which weeds out some banks. But those that do decide to bank marijuana-related businesses need help figuring it out. That's where consultants like Stan Rabolke come in. He works for cannabis consulting firm Avenir to help banks evaluate whether the risk is worth the reward.
The doctors who certify the patients, do you want to continue to bank them? The landlord that provides the dispensary location, the employees who are getting paid by a legal Missouri business, do you want to bank them? So these are all things that a bank should be thinking about right now.
Banks are pretty buttoned up in general, and with all the risks, they're not exactly being super vocal about their interest in the medical marijuana industry. That makes it hard to know who's doing it. Gard of MRV Banks does have some concerns about stepping out publicly. He doesn't want to alienate customers. But he says marijuana-related businesses that are plugged into the industry will find a place to put their money, and it might as well be in his bank.
There still is a stigma about medical marijuana and marijuana in general, but this is something that's going to be legal in the state of Missouri.
Missouri's Department of Health and Senior Services has already begun handing out business licenses for growers, and more are expected for dispensaries. Gard is hopeful his bank will secure at least a few of those accounts. I'm Corinne Ruff, St. Louis Public Radio.